tremendous looking trophy.
Hello, welcome to Platinum Explosion, number one PlayStation podcast in the Oceania. My name's Dylan Blight, and joining me, as always, Ashley Holdley.
Dylan, excited to be here. Usual setup. Having fun. It's talking like about PlayStation.
It's just going to be unless you listen to every single thing we do, which is no one, I don't think.
This is a teaser to this week's Arco Cash.
Yeah, there's just so everyone knows, my computer's dead. So I think on every show for like a week straight, it's going to be people making fun of me for my computer dying. And then me discussing
it's been
that.
It's been a quiet week in PlayStation, so I couldn't like have anything relevant.
Not quite week in my life over here.
Okay.
You know?
Because we don't have any Hellblades this week on the PlayStation side.
True.
Which may be good or bad, depending on which side of the conversation you are.
What? At worst, it seems to be like a 5 or a 6?
Yeah.
Sure. If it was on PlayStation, I'd play it there. So I don't know what the... you know, so...
Yeah.
If it's not really bad to have the option, I would say. But yeah, not much happening in the world of PlayStation, not much happening in the world of gaming in general, obviously in the lead up to June, so none of that's too shocking. A couple of stories to go over this week, and then just a couple shorter stories, and then...
Yeah, Dylan, I was about to mention, I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, right. You look one at of the these, show notes.
I've looked at the show notes. One of these stories is from 2023.
Correct. Why do I kind of put that in there, Ashley Hobley?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
I thought, considering PlayStation's presumably going to do a PlayStation showcase soon, we should look back.
Oh, that makes sense.
So let's look at the May 2023 PlayStation showcase.
Wow, that's almost a year. Almost a year to the day.
Yeah,
crazy.
So this is, I think it was, I've already forgot, I clicked on it, I've opened it. Was it 23rd or something?
24th.
24th, yeah. So, yeah, literally a couple of days off it being a full year. So, and do you remember, no, we'll get to it, but do you remember what your thoughts were on that showcase?
Oh, I loved it.
It's pretty
Why
fucking
all the
disappointing.
Haters? Why is everybody hating on all these online service games, you know? Give online service games a chance. That's what I said, I believe.
I didn't listen back to the podcast, but sure. let's pretend
Sounds
you
accurate.
Did. Before we get to that, though,
yes.
Firstly, just a little RIP, I guess. Eurogamer writes, PlayStation's London studio has shared a good short goodbye with its community following the announcement of its closure by Sony. On Twitter X, whatever we call it, they said, quote, for over 20 years, London Studio has been home to some exceptionally talented and wonderful people in the game industry. As we close the doors and all go forward to new adventures, we want to say a heartfelt thank you to all our past and present players and colleagues who have supported us over years. We had one wild and wonderful journey with a pretty cool logo picture.
Bless you.
Fucking bless me! Yeah, it's sort of sad to be like, man, that's a, you know, that's what you're sharing on the day you're dying, but your studio is dying even, but pretty cool logo. Can we get it on a shirt? You know?
I mean, sure, why not? We can just take it because they're not. What's London Studios going to do? Sue us? Don't think so.
True. Because it's pretty cool. It's got like. It's even got like iToy pet thing on it and everything.
Yeah. What was the shark thing? That was like a VR thing, right?
Yeah, VR thing. The PS Worlds, whatever. The original one.
Yeah.
PS Worlds? VR Worlds? Yeah.
VR Worlds, that sounds right.
Yeah. You know, so it's a pretty cool. It's a pretty cool logo. Anyway, you know. Enough talk, Astia's closing. No more.
Please.
I say.
You say it's like a ton of studios closed and a bunch of news outlets have just been bought and people fired today.
But no more.
But no more.
Really, no more. I don't know. No more.
Surely PlayStation won't.
Surely not. he said as his last words. PlayStation Lifestyle writes, Death Stranding 2 dialogue, emotion capture complete. Death Stranding 2 on the beach. Sort of. You know, every now and then I forget that's the real title.
That's the full title, yeah.
Of a video game. Death Stranding 2 on the beach is set for a 2025 release and seems to be progressing as planned. Motion capture and dialogue recording are reportedly complete and the game is moving onto its final phase of development. Hideo Kojima recently discussed Death Stranding 2 on the Japanese radio show Hidarashi Infinity. As Famitsu reported, he says the game's actors have finished recording and filming, referring to dialogue and motion capture. Now the studio is moving on to adjusting the game to make sure it's both fun and understandable to the audience. This process should take about a year.
That sounds about right.
How would one such as Kojima sit there and be like, now, let's do a check to see if the game is legible and understandable. You know, because there is a difference.
I think it's the third party clearly involved. To anything that makes sense.
They get people in to play through it, and then they go, now, do you understand what happened?
No.
Yeah, totally. Easy. But it's exciting, right? So it means...
Yeah, I mean...
About a year, we're about to enter the year of Death Stranding trailers, I guess.
Yeah. Let the hype begin. We're going to get Fragile. We're going to get, like, the puppet thingy that's going to be on your shoulders. Yep. We're going to get more Lou's and Sam's and peeing in showers and looking forward to lots of throat babies.
You know, one of my favorite things is, like, as you're saying that, I was just thinking, like, I'm genuinely excited, obviously, but it is so funny how I can both be, like, Death Stranding is both one of the stupidest games out of context. At any moment, you can say anything from that game and the upcoming one out of context, and it just sounds like you're pulling someone's leg, you know?
Yep.
And yet I'm like, it's one of the greatest games we've made.
Yeah. Here's a question. Do you think this game's going to skew closer to the original version of the game or to the director's cut version of the game, which obviously was much more weapon-heavy?
I don't know. And what if it's neither?
What if it's a completely different
game? What if it's a fucking puzzle
game? What if it's just Mario Wonder?
Yeah.
Sure. What if you want today?
You know, are you guys literal into the, you know, Mario and beach theme?
Yeah. It's actually just a beach volleyball game. We didn't, yeah.
It's a kart racer. Yeah. Kart racer. Death Stranding 2 on the beach. It's MotorStorm, secretly.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't know, and I wouldn't presume to know because
no,
presuming what the fuck Kojima is doing, if anything, is asking for you're asking for disappointment there. I think I'm excited though.
Yeah, do you reckon they'll have like beach merch when the like towels and swimsuits when the game comes out?
I think it's a. So here's the thing: the game is both Japanese, but it's not really, if you know what I mean. Mm. Because if this game was a real Japanese game, it would 100% have a collector's edition that has a beach towel there. Like, if this was Yakuza or some shit, you know, like an actual, like a game. Like you know what I mean? It sounds like offensive a Nier or something, to Kojima, but it's like, it's Japanese. And Death Stranding, like, Kojima's shoes is Japanese, but Kojima wishes he was American. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it doesn't... He doesn't fall into the spectrum of weird Japanese developers that love to put out wacky
crazy decisions.
When they put out a collector's edition for Catherine, and it came with underwear.
That tracks.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like, we're not... We're not saying good, weird, Japanese wacky collectors.
I mean, as long as they have, like, a replica life-size version of that puppet in the collector's edition, I think a lot of people will be happy.
I'll tell you what. If you told me now you can put $600 down. Well, no, 20% of $600. Let's chill out. Let's just chill out. I spent a lot of money recently. If you can put down 20%.
So $120.
$120 on the Deathstone 2 Collector's Edition out without knowing what it is. I would do it because one of my biggest regrets is not getting the Death Stranding Collector's Edition.
What was the Death Stranding Collector's
Edition? It had the baby.
Oh, that's right.
And prior to the game coming out, I wouldn't say I was a hater, but I was very much like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm keen to find out, but like, I'm not drinking the juice until I've tried it myself, sort of thing, you know. So I refused, and then when I played it, and obviously I liked the game as much as I did. I was like, fuck. And in context, I was seeing how big a character Lou becomes and, you know, the emotional resonance that character has for the game and everything. I was very disappointed I didn't get it. Because before the game came out, you're like, why and how would I explain having a baby in a jar on my shelf?
Yeah.
You know? And even post the game coming out, that's still a very weird thing to explain. However, I could justify it now. I could justify it, which is an important thing.
I see one here on eBay for $432.
Yeah, nah.
So if your computer hadn't exploded this week. Then
life comes at you in mysterious ways, you know what I mean?
It does. How can we not buy that baby separately now?
It's a good question. I quite often wonder how... Is it a thing of, like, when something like that becomes popular in a collector's edition, do they not make more as to not piss off the people who brought the collector's edition, or are they just bad at marketing? You know, because if they had that, I don't know how much the collector's edition was. I think it was like $300-something Australian, I think, at the time, right? But if they just put that baby out for like $150, I'd buy it. And again, out of context, there's a very weird voice clip you can take. Yeah. Just saying. I don't know who to talk to about that, but Sony store? I don't know. But we don't get the Sony store here in Australia either. So
no, we don't.
Even if they did make it, I'd get fucked. That said, I have recently backed... Did you see... Just a quick side tangent. Did you see they put up a Bugsnax game on Kickstarter?
No.
Yeah, so they put a Bugsnax game on Kickstarter, and it's finished recently. But it was not available to get in Australia. One of the options was
Card game.
Card game, yeah. So I backed it. This is like a month or two ago. I'm surprised that I've mentioned this anyway. Sorry, I missed an important story, I feel.
They made $72,000. They could have made $73,000.
True.
Rounding up.
So I did that. Backed that. Now you couldn't get it to Australia, but I've used the same website I used to get my Pokemon cards, and I've shipped it there.
You've shipped it to like a middle person?
Yeah.
You ship it, yeah.
Yeah. And again, some people are like, is that really necessary and worth it? I don't know. I'll find out when I get the card set. But when I saw Bugsnax card game and I looked at some of the art, I said, yes, please, I need that little hot dog donut creatures in my life, you know, because Life Ash, I don't know if you've heard, it's all about Bugsnax.
I believe that's true.
Are you looking at
when is the Bugsnax sequel coming?
I don't know. Well, they did DLC, and then Young Horses are probably doing something else. I don't know if they're doing a sequel, but I don't believe we know what Young Horses are doing. So find out soon at the PlayStation show. I don't know, maybe. All right, and then before we get into looking a little retrospective, because I think it'll be interesting, and I hope you didn't scroll too far, because I wanted to read it out live to you to get your reaction good, because I was scrolling through a gun. Man, yeah, this is time. Where'd it go? I'm just going to read out this. I say this every time, but then I like reading out rumors. The amount of rumors I don't read out, though, is the important part. But this one's, you know what it is? The rumors I choose to read out in the show are usually the ones I want to happen. That's actually my That's my matrix. PlayStation Lifestyle says new PlayStation handheld reported again, supposedly runs PS4 games. Another leaker has claimed that a PSP/PS Vita-style PlayStation handheld is in the works, and it will supposedly support PS4 games at launch. The handheld was first rumored back in February. The following month, reports surfaces that Microsoft is working on a gaming handheld. Could both companies be preparing portable systems? Yes. The latest report comes from Russian journalist Anton Logvinov. Via Reset Era, who first leaked Death Stranding and Horizon Zero Dawn PC ports prior to the announcements. There's some skepticism about Logvinov's reporting, so take the rumor with a grain of salt. However, known leaker Moore's Law is dead. What a name. Who first leaked PS5 Pro specs is also convinced that a PS Vita-esque system is coming. Logvinov claims that a PSP-like handheld will support PS4 games at launch. He also likened the device to Steam Deck, which somewhat aligns with what MLID said back in February. Now, my only question with this is, if real, have they fucked their market? Because people already, and I know this because it's happened at my work, people assume the PlayStation Portal is a
was this
right? So then if they put out a PlayStation Vita 2 or whatever, some weird other name, right, people are going to be looking at the two devices on the shelf and going, which one is for me? What's the actual, what's the correct device? Do I,
is it the $199 one or the $500 one? I don't know which could it be.
Which is $199?
The portal, right?
No. How much is that? How much do you think the portal? No.
$399.
Close. Okay. A bit lower. So the thing is like $329, $339.
Okay.
Which again,
I was thinking American prices. That's what.
To reiterate my short review for that, good tech. Oh my god, the price, right? So. So this thing, if it's true, probably double that. You know, at least sort of thing. It'd be around the same cost as buying a fucking PS5. Which, if they're trying to target it as a Steam Deck, Lenovo Go,
it would still be ROG cheaper. Deck.
It would have to be somewhat cheaper than that. But even it's still going to end up around the same price as a PS5, which again, straight away, they'll turn off a bunch of people and they're going, how the fuck does this thing cost as much as a PlayStation 5?
Hmm.
But we now live in a world where everyone was like, handheld gaming's dead, and now there are about 5-6 variations of handheld PCs on the market that all cost upwards of $1,000 Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum. Cheap. They're the cheap versions.
Yeah.
And people are frothing them.
Desperate for them.
Yeah. Still can't get the Steam Deck.
Importing them without... without any warranties. Mm-hmm.
Importing via fucking Kogan.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you reckon? Would this, like, let's say this thing plays PS4 games and backwards, and it plays all of those at a, like, native resolution. Like it's playing the PS4 quality, like, as good as you could get at home on... at least on a smaller screen, and anything there backwards. Would this have an audience, or are people like, I don't give a fuck, I want to play PS5 games?
I mean, potentially, as long as the latest indies are still available, like, you know, can I play Day of the Diver? Can I play Lorelei and the Laser Eyes or whatever, you know, on this? You know, because I feel like that's where the bulk of people are playing on their handhelds. They're not playing the AAA. Oh, well, I'm sure a lot of people are playing the AAA stuff. Well,
that's why people want those handheld PCs, is to play mostly AAA games on the go. Is the audience for those for a lot of people? Because if it's just indie stuff, that's where the Nintendo Switch currently falls into the market, I guess.
But you have to buy it through the Switch. So,
true.
I don't know. Yeah, the potential's there. Like, you know, could I play Prince of Persia Lost Crown on it? That would be a deciding factor. Right. I don't need to play Grand Theft Auto 6.
Would you buy it if... So you can play all the indie games that are PS4 and PS5 compatible, like you're saying. You can play all the digital PS4 games to your heart's content.
Mm-hmm.
And backwards. So PS4 all my classics, PS whatever.
Extra, whatever. Yep,
whatever.
Premium shit. Games, yeah.
And it has its own library that isn't vast, but I would pitch it at, like, say...
I wouldn't even bother trying to build your own library at this point. Like, what would be the incentive of having an exclusive library to a handheld that most relies on PS4?
They pitch it content. Like this. They go, all right, we're putting out this game. It comes out first to the PS Vita.
What?
Delta. Okay. I don't know. PS Delta, yeah. It means 4. The
does it?
The PS, they have this game that comes out first, PS Delta. 6 months exclusivity. And then you can play it on your home console. Just to get traction on that bad boy. Good or bad PR. I think it's fine.
I mean, it depends on what type depends of game on the it game. Is. Like, is it like a franchise game? Right,
it's a Horizon spin-off.
You're going to piss off a lot of people. Why can't I play this on my home console?
It's a Horizon spin-off. It doesn't start. Yeah, but they already did a Horizon spin-off in VR. And no, that's fine. That was allowed.
I guess, yeah.
It's a Horizon spin-off that doesn't start Aloy. Like, that's the big asterisk to get people not as pissed off. Horizon spin-off doesn't start Aloy. It's 6 months exclusive to this device. Launch title. Then you can play it on PS5 and 4 later.
Mm.
Done. Hire me, PlayStation. I've solved your marketing problems.
I don't think you have, but, you know.
I think I've fixed all the problems.
I think...
Use the studios to make games instead of firing them.
The key things will be price, specs, and battery life.
Mm. Battery life is a big one.
You know,
Asus ROG, as much as I love it, battery life.
2 hours? Nah.
Couple hours, yeah. Three, four.
What's the new one meant to be?
Five. It's like
five. That's
Which is a lot more acceptable.
It's acceptable. You know, how much you're actually playing handheld where you can't charge at the same time, I guess.
Well, the problem is also this, unless you have, because the battery is such a son of a bitch in it. That, like, if you just plug a USB-C cable into it and it's not, like, off a 65-watt charger, it goes, nah. Mm. So you can't just, like, you know, you plug it into a phone charger, like, nah, it's not strong enough.
No. You need to make it at least that.
Yeah. So.
Or you need to include the charger.
Yeah, well, they give you a charger, but it's a fucking wall socket bullshit thing. All right, let's look back. Because PlayStation will presumably /cross fingers/ come on, are we fucking around? Surely they are going to do a showcase at some point in the next weeks, coming weeks. Surely. Are we agreed on that? Surely. Right? We're going to say no? What the fuck just happened there? Sorry, I alt-tabbed for a second and I come back and you just disappeared. Now you're muted, I think. Did you just knock over your whole fucking laptop or some shit? Or like,
I just turned the light on. Sorry. Surely. Right. Surely okay, it will be coming, you know?
Okay, good.
They're not going to let Jeff have all the spotlight, you know?
Good, good, good. Because Xbox has one. We know. Nintendo has one. We know. We just need PlayStation. You know what I mean? Like, just
PlayStation just needs to confirm. And, you know, I'm sure that's the first thing they'll do once they're actually finally confirmed as CEOs.
Mm.
It's like, hi, we're the new CEOs of PlayStation. We've got a showcase coming in 24 hours.
Why not? So this article I wrote and from 2023, right? March 24th, yes. The day the showcase happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was an exciting morning as the first PlayStation showcase in 2 years took place. Was it though? The... The show kicked off with, also this is one of the articles, this is still one of the articles I need to fix the format on, which is in a list of things
that's a
never ending list of things that I haven't had time to fucking do, but anyway.
Isn't it funny how, you know, on the old site you could just spell things however you want or like use whatever capitalization you wanted.
Yeah, and it didn't worry, it just fix itself. Yeah. It's crazy.
It was all anyway, just caps.
Yeah, all caps, baby. So it started with Fair Game.
Yep.
Jade Raymond.
Still coming.
No.
Yeah, it
is. Sure? Are we sure?
Yeah, that it was the other studio that got...
Yeah, okay. Now, what is this game?
It is Payday on PlayStation.
Yep. Cool. Again,
it's Payday with multiple teams going at the same time.
Yep. Have we seen anything from this game?
Absolutely since nothing since.
This day.
I'm just going to shadow drop. Sorry.
Cool. So would you expect this to, are we expecting this to show up in the next showcase?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not excited about it, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd agree. It's probably going to show up. It's crazy to think this is how they started the show, and I remember being so disappointed.
So what they need to do to make people invest in this game? Tie-ins. Let me play as Ocean's 11. Let me play as other Ocean's 8. Let me play as, I don't know, who also does heists?
Grand Theft Auto? Oh, movies.
Yeah.
Any mob movie? I don't know. Any like?
Let me do Fast Five.
Sure. We then got Helldivers 2.
Success.
This game is out.
One of the best games of the year. Like, financial success, probably one of the biggest successes of 2024.
Apart from that, like 48 hours, the PC stuff, but we've moved past that now. So
yeah, who cares about that? You know,
that's in the past.
Yeah.
But Helldivers 2, so that's a tick. I nearly feel like I should be keeping count, but that seems like too high.
Yeah.
Immortals of Avium
came out. You thought it was solid.
I didn't play it.
Didn't you?
Nah.
No, maybe you did like a preview or something.
No. Nah.
Like, okay. Everybody can play it now because I'm pretty sure it's on PS Plus. It's this month's PS Plus Essentials.
It is indeed. It's a PS Plus Essentials. And that studio that released that game, I think, has shut down.
No, they just fired everybody. They like cut the majority of their
stuff. Okay. That's so all. Sorry.
Technically, they're still alive.
As long as there's one person there kicking.
Yeah. As long as, you know, one person just putting patch updates.
Yeah. Ghost Runner 2 got a trailer. Well, this was actually its reveal trailer.
Yeah, that came out as well.
That came out. That was a game that came out.
Did you play this one?
Yeah, I did for like an hour.
Guess what, Dylan?
I just realized. Yes, I look.
Also, PlayStation Essentials.
What the
this
fuck?
Month.
How the
no,
fuck?
No, Avium was last month. This month is Ghost Runner 2.
PlayStation's literally like, man, what game shall we put on here? Let's just go back to last year's showcase and just get some of that shit on there. No one will notice. They're literally going down the list like we are going. We can predict what's coming to PlayStation Plus next month.
What's the next title?
Phantom Blade Zero. Crazy.
Did this actually come out?
No, it didn't. It hasn't. Not yet. But it's crazy, guys. You can look forward to it on PlayStation Plus next month.
Next month.
No, this was actually, this was announced and again, I don't believe has been seen since then. It's one of these confusing games where you can't really tell if it's like a Souls-like or not Souls-like. But looked cool, right? You recall saying it looked cool, I think.
I can't remember.
It's very dark and samurai and shit.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just, it looks like it's an action game. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah. It looks like another Soulsborne game, so.
Yeah, that's the...
That's the genre.
That's the genre.
Apparently, there's going to be a playable demo in 2024, so look forward to that on PlayStation next month.
Next month! That's exciting. Then we got Sword of the Sea from Giant Squid. I don't believe this has been seen since this time either. Not that I'm aware of. It looks very beautiful. It did.
It's from the artist behind Abzu and yep. The Pathless. All those ones. This was one of those underwater ones from memory. Yeah. Don't think we've gotten much information since.
No. So what's that? 1, 2, 3. Three games we haven't seen since. All right, we can just write the whole showcase easily. Just every game on here that hasn't shown up again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next one. It's coming. Talos Principle 2. That this came, one out. This one came out. People liked it, I believe. It's too smart for me. I didn't play it.
It's got 88 on Metacritic. So,
good job. Yes, I do believe people liked the games that make... This, I can't play it. It makes me feel dumb, you know? then we got Never, the game starring fucking, I was going for a joke there and I fucked it up completely. what the fuck, Michael Caine?
Never.
I don't think this has been seen.
No, it's not out yet.
It's not out. No. Add that to your list. It's coming from the Grist developers.
Hmm.
Cat Quest, Pirate of Peruvian. Is this out?
Not yet, but it's very close.
When's it coming out? This month?
8th of August.
Nah, plenty of time for it to show up in the next showcase, baby.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And you know why it will? Because yeah, you know what, Ash? You know what? They just added the PlayStation Plus Extra yesterday. Cat Quest 1 and 2.
Yep.
I'm over joking.
Yeah, we just talked about it last week.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just got added yesterday, so. Meow. Foam Stars.
That came out.
Did it? Oh, that's right, it did. Fuck, yeah, I forgot. Hey. Yeah, is it still going?
The one I saw? Is it dead? The season 4.
Season 4. Well, that makes sense.
I saw the email come through not long ago.
Quarterly, right? Yeah. The email that I probably just went boop.
Didn't boop. Read. Yep. Yeah.
Straight to foam.
So, you know, if they've gotten up, I mean, if you've gotten to 4 seasons, I mean, that's pretty good for a live service game.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you can get anything to 4 seasons, even if it doesn't have an audience. You just go have the money to keep funneling into making stuff for no reason.
That's true, but I like to be optimistic.
Then they did the Plucky Squire. Now, I'm right here, will be released in 2023. That didn't happen.
No, you fucked up.
Who fucked up? Or are you saying that's
you
fucked
did.
Up?
You fucked up.
You sure?
Why do you think it was going to come out last year?
I don't know. Did they say that during the show? Why else would
I don't think it? So.
Okay. So I've just told a lie? I've told a porky
yeah.
Bar? Okay.
Just lied to everybody.
Now, is it supposed to be out this year?
Hopefully.
I'm just going to say it. Take it. Take what I'm saying is true. It's coming out this year. There's no way it's not out this year.
It's planned to release it in 2024, but, you know.
Okay.
Anything could happen.
Teardown. That came out.
That came out. On PlayStation.
On PlayStation Plus.
Okay, so to be fair to you, Plucky Squire was set to be 2023 but got delayed to 2024.
Thank you. I was like, I'm not bad at this job. Well, that bad at this job.
Not that bad.
Did you play Teardown? I didn't.
I did not. But I'm sure people did.
I'm sure people did too. Good on them. Metal Gear Solid Triangle Symbol Snake Eater.
Yep. Delta.
Delta, that's right.
Which ties into the console that you wanted to launch.
Oh!
Launch time. Teaming up with Konami to release. Still no release date for.
Have we seen it since?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
Oh, no, apparently there was first in-engine look back in October last year.
Oh, that's right.
I think there was something for Xbox, yeah.
Yes, I recall seeing that, yeah. It wasn't much. It was just like, hey, look how pretty the stuff is.
Hey, look, looks like it's the first one.
Yep. It was just him walking through the water again. I remember looking at it. And then they also showed up the Metal Gear Solid 1 to 3 collection thing.
Which that came out.
That came out. I think everyone said it was shit.
It's mixed.
Yeah. Towers of Agaspa?
Yep.
I don't think
this doesn't come out.
Nope.
No.
Man, what comes out? What releases?
Nothing. The next one definitely came out.
Final Fantasy 16. A brand new trailer for Final Fantasy 16 once again showcased the large and somewhat confusing story in fast-paced combat. Yep.
Yep. Lots of people liked it.
That's true.
Just lots of not anyone in this podcast.
I would like to clarify, since it's been probably about 6 weeks since I've talked about the game, it's still shit. Next, we had Alan Wake 2.
Game of the year contender.
Game of the year. Full stop.
It would have been if there was no Baldur's Gate 3.
I mean, it's still my game of the year.
Was Baldur's Gate 3 in this track? No.
No, it wasn't. Alan Wake 2 came out. Good for them. Good for Remedy, you know? Put out a trailer, released a game. Good on them. Fucking good on them. Mm-hmm. Little indie that would.
Yep.
Assassin's Creed Mirage. That released?
That did.
People liked
that a lot. Yeah. Generally,
yeah, good for them. Kieran was shitting on it on this week's Arcade Couch, I think. He was like, oh, this Assassin's Creed's too long. This Assassin's Creed's too short. He was like the fucking three little bears. I just want the perfect fucking size Assassin's Creed. Fucking whingy little fuck, isn't he?
Assassin's Creed will make people do that. Make you whingy. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
You know, haven't you seen everybody on that?
True. Good point. Revenant Hill. No. Not out. Don't remember it. Sounds like the name of
it's from the same people who did Night in the Woods.
Sonic Hill. Oh, that
one, no, wait, right. Hang on.
No, this is cancelled, right?
This was, yeah, it looks like it might have been cancelled. Which isn't, just to look in this Game Informer article. Fill load.
Yeah, Night in the Woods follow-up Revenant Hill has been cancelled.
Due to the game's narrative designer and artist battling severe illness.
Yeah. So not only is this not coming out, but it's cancelled.
But it's never coming out. It's
never coming out. Bloody hell. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink.
Surely this came out.
It says, I've wrote this year. Past tense, Dylan.
I mean, it came out January this year.
Close enough. Fuck it. It'll do. Street Fighter 6.
That definitely came out.
That came out.
People very well received.
Very well received. Ultros. This came out. But I swear this only came out a couple months ago.
This came out this year and earlier this year.
Yeah.
A lot of people like it.
Mm.
Not enough people have played and reviewed it from what I from memory.
That sounds about right. I was thinking it only came out recently. Which is fair, because this does say we'll be released in 2024, so. But yeah, I still want it. I still think this looks cool.
On the list of shame.
It's on the list of shame. Tower of Fantasy. It says it was an RPG available on PC and mobile, but coming to
PlayStation 5 this year. Is one of those Hoda games
Yeah, did that come out?
I mean, to PlayStation? I assume so.
Cool. I don't care either way, so it's fine. Dragon's Dogma 2.
I think it launched, like, that day.
What? No, it didn't. Dragon's Dogma come out, like, at the end of the year.
No, I'm talking about the previous game.
Oh, right.
Terra Fantasy. Yeah. Fucking hell.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Dragon's Dogma 2 came out. I know it came out because I have a sealed copy on my bookshelf.
Next to Elden Ring.
How funny. And it's still sealed. And she'll stay sealed. Until the day I die. But I was excited for this video game. I was excited so much that I brought a sealed copy to look at.
Two months after the game came out.
The week it came out. Come on.
Chill. It was definitely later.
Don't make me go back. Don't make me get my bank records.
Right.
No. You don't want to see my bank records. It's not good at the moment. Five Nights at Freddy's. Help Wanted 2, PSVR game. This came out? Cool. Don't know.
But December. I don't believe you.
Resident Evil 4 VR mode. So it's still in development, but coming out. I don't actually know.
Yeah, it came out end of last year.
Okay, cool. Arizona Sunshine 2. This also says later this year, so I'm going to presume all these things came out.
Yep, came out December.
Crossfire Sierra Squad. Coming to PSVR 2 later this year. I don't remember.
August?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Synapse, I know that one came out. That one came out. This had a release, so yep. July 4th.
That was the...
That was the narrative shooty one, but like you're in a mind or some shit.
With David Hayter or something.
That's right. One of the voice actors that matter. Beat Saber was, yep.
Yep. Was, big success. PSVR
big
2.
Big success. Smart. PSVR 2.
Why wasn't there day one?
No idea.
For PSVR. Could have saved that format.
True. Marathon. Bungie rebooting the 1994 game. I don't think we've heard about this since.
No, and it looks like it's not going to be for a while.
Yeah.
If at all.
That adds up. Destiny 2, The Final Shape, that came out. Concord. Was this
haven't seen it
one?
Since? No.
No, I can't keep up.
Deviation was the studio that
What's this one?
Closed. This is I wrote,
we know this is a PvP multiplayer game from Firewalk Studios, but this trailer showed nothing.
No, remember this? The trailer is you're inside a spaceship and that's it.
Okay, cool. Thrilling stuff from last year's show. Project Q and PlayStation earbuds. I wrote, the PlayStation Vita is not back, and that's because, Ash, we now know that's going to be the PlayStation Delta. Coming up. Has been rumored for some time, and all the rumors turned out to be true. It's a handheld device that will stream games from your PS5, but you can't sell any games on
the
device.
This is actually the PlayStation Portal.
And then you got the buds, they'll be compatible with phones and PlayStation. This is the one thing. So back when this showcase was happening last year, I would have been sitting here recording an episode going, man, this thing looks like shit. Who would want one of these?
Fast forward 12 months.
Oh, good device. Great device. It's a good device.
Too expensive.
Too expensive. Great device. Neither one has to cross out the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just great factual.
Device. Yeah, factual. It's factually a great device. It works very well. It's fucking expensive. And then Marvel's Spider-Man 2 ended the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yep. And that game came
out. Massive success.
Although, you know, in retrospect, I'm going to say it. Nowhere near the success of the first game. I don't feel like it's held the same mumps on. I don't think it's held the same, like, esteem or, you know what I mean? Or, you know, it's just, I mean, maybe that's just partly because it's a sequel and everything, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's that. I've just seen today a bunch of people complaining about there wasn't enough suits.
Not enough fucking suits. There's too many suits. Fuck off.
Or there are not enough good suits. What? Do you just want all the suits from the first game in the second game? You know? Mm.
They put so much effort into those suits. They're not just like copy paste. Anyway. Okay. Not saying it's a bad game, but I'm just saying I don't feel like it's like, you know. I don't feel like it's held the same thing. All right, well, that was the PlayStation showcase from this time last year. And what a shit showcase that was. Wouldn't you agree?
It was solid.
You really think that's solid? Reading back through
that. How many great games were in there?
Let's fucking get your porcelain digits out. I'm going to read through this and tell me what the fuck you actually give shit again. Let me just read through the tiles. Fair game. I'm going to do my same. Own. Fuck. Why is it my. Hold on. Just refresh the website. It hates me. Sorry, pause for technical difficulties. I'm recording and doing everything on one laptop.
Are we doing games we still care about or games that we did end up caring about?
Either or. I'll say just you're currently sitting here reading through this. The fuck do you care about on this list, right? So, fair game. That's a no from me.
Yes.
Helldivers 2. Fuck off. You're a little fuck. Whatever. Helldivers 2.
Yes.
Yes, for me. Immortals of Avium.
No.
Ghost Runner 2. No. Phantom Blade Zero. No. Sword of the Sea. No. Talos Principle 2. No. Never.
No. Yes.
No. I'm saying no. I looked at a picture of this as was recording. I went, that looks pretty. But did I know what the fuck this was until 2 seconds ago? No. So I'm saying no. Be fucking realistic. Cat Quest Pirates of Puberbian, or whatever it's called. No. Foam Stars. No. The Plucky Squire. Yes.
Yes.
Teardown. No. Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater. No. Towers of Agaspar. No. Final Fantasy 16. No. Alan Wake.
But you played it at the time.
I said now. Now, Final Fantasy 16, no. Alan Wake 2, yes. Assassin's Creed Mirage, no. Revenant Hill, no. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, no. Street Fighter 6, no. Ultros, yes. I'd still like to play that one. Tower of Fantasy, no. Dragon's Dogma 2, yes.
One day.
What? Fine, yeah. Five Nights at Freddy's Help Wanted 2, no. Resident Evil 4 VR Mode, no. Arizona Sunshine 2, no. Crossfire Sierra Squad, no. Synapse, no. Beat Saber?
Yes.
Yes, we'll say yes. Marathon, no. Destiny 2 The Final Shape, no. Concord, no. Project Q and PlayStation Earbuds, yes. Because if I did this at the time, I would have said no. But now I'm saying yes, all right? Marvel Spider-Man 2, yes. How many did you get?
7.
I also got 7.
That's a pretty good number.
How many fucking games are in this list, Ash?
8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 7, 8, 9, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33.
7 out of 33. No, 20% is a pretty good hit rate. It's higher than that.
21.21% says my calculator.
Yeah,
and you're saying this is a pretty good showcase. 21.21, whatever the fuck I just said. No, can we not ask for more?
Sure, we can ask for more.
I'm going to ask for... Let me put you what I would like.
We'll ask for less.
I'm not asking for fucking less. I'm fucking asking for more.
Like less, but show us more.
What I want is... Now, this is something we cannot answer until a full year from now. Mm-hmm. If we do this again for the next PlayStation Showcase, I want 50%. Is that asking for too much?
I think so, because you have to be very, you have to appeal to a vast different range of people.
40%.
I know, it just depends on how many games you actually want to play.
I want to play a lot more than I actually do, Ash. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan, look, rock it in now. Whatever the PlayStation Showcase is, someone remind me to do this again in a year. And I'm asking for 42%.
All right.
What are you asking for?
25. Not give me 25% of your games that I really, really want to play or I'm really, really happy with, I'd be very happy.
But you don't really, really want to play it because unless I called you out, you were probably going to say yes to half those fucking games.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Platinum Explosion. Hopefully we'll find out about a PlayStation Showcase stream date time thing too. That would be exciting. Till then, check out the website, explosionnetwork.com, of course. Follow us on X, Twitter, explosionnetwork.com/Twitter. Join our Discord. Come chat to us over there, explosionnetwork.com/Discord, and donate to help keep the show's lights and mics on. explosionnetwork.com/support takes you to our Ko-fi page. And until next week, remember, every trophy counts.